I want to tell everybody that coming up on September 8th, that's a Sunday at 3 o'clock, neurologist Wendy Suzuki is going to be with us. Dr. Suzuki from NYU, a professor of neuroscience and psychology, will be discussing Healthy Brain, Happy Life. It's an event presented by the American Parkinson's Disease Association of St. Louis. And we'll give you more details about that in just a moment as we welcome Dr. Suzuki to our airwaves. Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, good, but I think like everybody, I'd like to know how I can improve my brain. And is it true that exercise can do that?
Yes, it's absolutely true. In fact, I call it the most transformative thing that you can do for your brain. Because what it's doing, it's basically stimulating the release of all these positive neurochemicals, including all those neurotransmitters that make you feel good and happy, like serotonin and dopamine and noradrenaline, but also growth factors that help particular parts of your brain kind of grow new connections and work better as well. And those include areas important for memory and focus and attention. So if you want your memory, focus, and mood to get better, all you have to do is exercise.
Dr. Suzuki, this makes me smile. I have a giant grin on my face. I'm a distance runner and training for marathons, and you're out there for all those miles. And one theme I've seen among so many of my running buddies, both my daily running buddies and those who are more famous, like Dr. George Sheehan, who wrote the book On Running and Being, is you always see this correlation between distance running and these thinkers. And I would like to blame it on the time, that we have a lot of time on our hands when we're out there running, but maybe perhaps the exercise itself is actually jolting some brain activity?
No, it absolutely is. So one of the most exciting things that people don't realize is that every time you go out for a run, or not just a run, anything that increases your heart rate. I happen to love kickboxing, and that also is a great activity that increases my heart rate. But every time I do that, you are increasing the levels of something called a growth factor in your brain. And those growth factors are working on a particular brain area critical for long-term memory. They're literally stimulating the birth of brand new brain cells there. And I don't know about you, but I want as many shiny new memory brain cells in that part of my brain. It's called the hippocampus. As many of those cells as I can right now. And that's what you're doing. Every single time you are training for those marathons, you're running those marathons, you are helping those new brain cells grow. Those are the brain cells. They're not going to cure aging. They're not going to cure dementia. But that hippocampus, that brain structure where those new brain cells are growing, is a structure that is most susceptible to both aging and dementia. So what you're doing is making it bigger and stronger, so it takes longer for those plaques and tangles. If you happen to have Alzheimer's in your family, as I do, it'll take longer for those plaques and tangles to actually have an effect and start to affect your memory.
Now, is it also true that to improve your memory and to improve your brain function, you might try new things like study a new language or take on a hobby that you had not tried before?
Yes. So studies at NIH have also suggested that keeping your brain engaged, but with challenging things, learning a new language, playing chess, just like some of the things that you were mentioning, are very good to keep the brain engaged. But I love and I focus on exercise. Why? Because you can see a statistically significant effect of that single workout, even after just a single time, a single run, a single workout. You'll see significant improvements, particularly in mood, in focus, and in reaction times. Your motor functions are starting to work better. So I love that you get this immediate and statistically significant effect.
And I think one of the, I don't know if it's shocking or impressive or surprising facts is that you say the most lasting physical changes to your brain come not from memory games or exercises or Sudoku or computers. The most lasting physical changes to your brain come from physical exercise.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of research showing that physical activity is actually changing the brain's anatomy, physiology, and function. So I just told you that exercise is literally helping your brain grow new brain cells. That is the anatomical change. Those new brain cells, they actually work better than the old brain cells that have been in your brain since you were born. And so they have, they're more reactive at the physiological level. And functionally, they make your memory, they make your brain work better. So that is why I call exercise the most transformative thing that you can do for your brain. It's not the only transformative thing, but I consider it the most transformative thing that you can do for your brain.
Well, here's the deal. You'll be here on the 8th of September. That's a Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Thanks to our friends at the American Parkinson's Disease Association St. Louis chapter. You'll be appearing at Congregation Share a Meth on Ladue Road. And for folks who would like to get tickets, it's really simple. Just go to apdaparkinson.org/Greater St. Louis. Now, that seems a little complicated. All I did to get to this website was put in APDA Suzuki and took me straight there. But if you can't find the link, ladies and gentlemen, I'll email it to you. Go, just send me an email to cwbrennan@kmox. But Dr. Wendy Suzuki will be here September the 8th from 3 to 5 at Congregation Share a Meth. And again, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more about how to improve your brain through exercise and some other techniques. Sunday, September 8th, 3 o'clock. Dr. Suzuki, thank you so much for joining us today on the Voice of St. Louis KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you here in St. Louis. Dr. Wendy Suzuki from New York University with us on the line. How about that? Hey, we're going to take a break.